As the war in Gaza enters its second year, Israel has intensified strikes on residential buildings and high-rise towers, actions viewed as an attempt to make the territory uninhabitable. Tens of thousands of civilians have been killed, and large parts of Gaza's infrastructure lie in ruins. Analysts note that the systematic demolition of towers serves multiple purposes, forcing thousands of families into homelessness, creating unbearable psychological pressure, and encouraging gradual migration toward Egypt and beyond. This strategy echoes Israel's long-standing efforts to alter the demographic composition of Palestine and undermine Palestinians' right to remain on their land. High-rise buildings, with their housing capacity and symbolic value, have become central targets. Israel seeks to project an image of military victory by reducing Gaza's scenes of destruction, resembling an apocalypse. Yet Palestinian resistance through tunnels and urban combat has prevented Israel from achieving decisive results on the ground. Human rights advocates stress that the deliberate destruction of civilian homes without military necessity constitutes a war crime under international law. Still, international silence or backing from some Western powers has emboldened Israel to continue. Each collapsed tower, however, fuels Palestinian anger, strengthens their resolve to resist, and draws greater global attention to the true nature of the conflict.